Can you hear me, Mr. Producer? Am I coming through loud and clear? I had my stuff unplugged recently. Are you there? All right, cool. Rock and roll. Just wanted to triple check. Tonight we're going to be talking with somebody who was a patsy, somebody who was in the news a couple years ago now for an attempted plot to bomb the NATO summit in Chicago in light of the Chicago black box torture chamber. I guess they're not black box, but black sites, if you will. Black box is the protest thing. Black sites. In light of these black sites, well, long story short, Brian Church, Brent Betterly, and Jared Chase were the victims of police state entrapment and the use of Red Squad tactics from the Chicago police. And we're going to be talking with one of those three individuals tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show for his first ever interview. Long story short, was a listener to the show before this all happened, and he contacted me when he finally did get out about his experience. There's only so much he can say about the ordeal. However, he is very much open and honest about what happened, and well, he's going to be telling us about these black sites, and we're going to hear it firsthand from somebody who was the center of all of this controversy, a victim of all this controversy. Let's see here. I'm going to try to add him right now. Let's see if we can grab him. I'm running a little behind tonight. Been running around like crazy for the Free Your Mind conference, which is coming up in just under a month, if you can believe that. It feels like it's been coming for such a long time now. And here it is, just under a month, and we will be rocking and rolling with the Free Your Mind conference. April 10th, 11th, and 12th are the dates. And, of course, it's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this upcoming April 10th, 11th, and 12th. So, looking forward to that. Let's see if we can get him on the phone here. We're calling, if you're just joining us, one of the NATO
I'm sorry,
three.
The person you were trying to reach has a voicemail box.
He is not available. We'll see if we can add him during the next break, or we might have to reschedule it to another day. I had to cancel him on Friday because my son was very sick, and I was actually stranded on a trip to New York. I was away from home, and of course, that's when stuff hit the fan here at the house. So I was on Skype with my wife, and just panicking, to be honest. I'm a new parent, as most of you know, and I haven't been this much of a mess since he was born. And we had to deal with the issues surrounding his birth. But ultimately, it was fine. We spoke and consulted with our doctor, who is a holistic doctor and very much against most allopathic medicine. And based on what we told him about our son not being responsive, not talking, his eyes drooping and rolling back at times, and just very scary symptoms, we took his advice and brought him into the emergency room. And of course, my wife testified that as soon as she got to the emergency room, they were trying to look for his documents of birth and all this stuff that, you know, really doesn't matter, nor does it exist necessarily. But then on top of that, they were trying to ask us and grill us. I wasn't there, my wife was, about vaccines and what we're doing there, and this brings up the whole vaccination issue, which is of course not going away. We'll see an incremental push for the vaccines to be mandatory. I feel that's what's coming here, mandatory push on these vaccinations, and that way we all can have the slow kill poisons in us. Who knows what else is in these vaccines? I mean, I don't want to be too paranoid, but I ought to be. It's not paranoid if it's right, if it's righteous, you know? At which point is it no longer paranoid? At which point does it make sense? It's a valid question. So, he's fine. Thank you for your prayers. He ended up taking a little bit of Motrin, which we were trying to avoid. And what we learned was that sometimes we have to make a little bit of change from our typical ideals. I actually want to thank Mary Toko. She consulted with me as well when we were scared. Mary's an old host on the network, and she's still doing her great work at her website. She told me, you know, the fevers are very important for the children's immune systems. They are very important later on in life as well. They have prolonged benefit to a child. And she consulted with me, and she said, you know, unless there's something wrong, you shouldn't really treat the fever with, you know, aspirin or any of these things. Well, there was something wrong, so the second we broke the fever at the hospital with a little bit of Motrin, he came back to life and was his normal self. Well, just about. He's still sick, still getting over it. But today was a good day. Yesterday was a good day as well, and we're just moving forward. It's scary. I realized that I'm a parent. If anything happened to my son, it just kill me. Absolutely kill me. And you know, the funny thing about it was, I don't know if this is funny, but I didn't start crying hysterically really until I got the call that he was fine. That's when I started bawling. I just started bawling. I just was like, this father stuff, I'm not cut out to do this. I got so much going on, and the thought of my son not being well or just being, you know, sick, to a point where it's, you know, he's deathly ill. That really played a toll on my psyche, I'll be honest. I really will be honest. Have you been through a similar experience, maybe? Maybe I can get you parents that think me as a newbie dad, I'm just overdramatic, but I don't know. That's real life. That's what I experienced, and that's what happened. So there. Folks, call me up. I would love to hear your take on this. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Dennis McKenna will be coming on. I had to reschedule him as well. A lot of shows got rescheduled and pushed around last week, but that's okay. How'd Steve Starrs do, by the way? I called him a few times. Let's see, is he around, Mr. Producer? Get Steve Starrs on the line with us, if that's possible. I want to see how he's doing. He's getting ready for the Free Your Mind Conference, too. He's going to be one of our featured speakers, if you haven't heard. Speaking of which, speakers, please, because it's coming up, and we've added some new ones. We have some special announcements as far as people who will be joining us that has yet to been released. And, of course, you'll hear it first on the Bob Tuscan Show. And we do need your support to buy your tickets ahead of time, if at all possible. Go to the website, freeyourmindconference.com, freeyourmindconference.com. Let's see what I got here. Here's the schedule. We're going to start off with a presentation. This is a new announcement on, mnemonic mind control. Who owns your thoughts? By John and Bonnie Mitchell. And that's going to be really good. John and Bonnie Mitchell have been on the show before to talk about mnemonic mind control, sigil magic, and television programming. So I'm really looking forward to their presentation. Curtis Davis, Joe Wells, the alternative media panel on that Friday. Freeman will be there on Friday. And a special announcement about what's going to come on after Freeman will be coming shortly. Wow. Then Saturday, hey, Steve, what's up?
I like Freeman.
Yeah, he's cool. He was on the show a couple weeks ago now. Then on Saturday, Jay Parker, who's an Illuminati whistleblower, New Jersey weed man, Ed 4chan, Mark Devlin will be there, Laura Eisenhower. She's the great-granddaughter of President Eisenhower. Did you know that, Steve?
I did know that. I've heard her before, too.
Yeah. Lennon Honor will be speaking after that. And then some dude named Bob Tuscan will be talking.
Oh, that dude?
His lecture is going to be on scarcity-based mind control.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. Clint Richardson will be after that. So normally I follow Clint Richardson when we do our show Monday through Friday, but I made Clint follow me for once since I make the schedule.
Yeah.
So he'll be after that. Then we'll have the break with the speaker meeting great, Stuart Swerlow from the Montauk Project. Will be after that, and then Mark Passio will be headlining things Saturday night. What on earth is happening? And then after Saturday night's Mark Passio lecture on at 10 p.m. rather, there's going to be an open mic section of the conference where anybody can come up and speak about whatever the hell they want. And I really think this is going to be special, and I hope you all are there to participate in this, because I know that people come to these conferences to learn, but they also come with a lot to share. So that open mic
section. I, for one, will be telling people to go back and get some rest, because they'll want to get up the next morning very early.
I knew you were going to say that. Yep, that's right. Not too early. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Steve Starrs will be kicking off things on Sunday. Save the best for first. And then Ross Ben will be after him. Freighter X, John Bush, John Vibes and Derek Bros, Janice Barcelo, Dennis McKenna, there will be a break, and then Fritz Springmeier will be speaking, Bloodlines of the Illuminati is the book he wrote, and last but not least, The Meeting of the Minds. This will be a panel of all the speakers coming together to talk about whatever you want. The audience will be able to ask questions, and so on and so forth. So
right, and Steve Allen will be hosting the Meeting of the Minds.
He will.
Yeah, do you remember the great comedian Steve Allen? He used to have a program on TV called The Meeting of the Minds.
Really?
Yeah, and he had like Shakespeare, and he had Ivan the Great, and you know, he had Voltaire. He always had these people who would dress up as a certain person, you know, and then maybe James Carville.
I know another guy named Steve Allen that was pretty cool. He did a lot of things, but
yeah, it could be the start of something big, Bob.
Yeah, cool. Okay.
All right, this is actually I'm making a little fun of Bob because he wouldn't remember the great comedian Steve Allen. You know.
Yeah, I know. Not old enough.
Right.
Just a young whippersnapper.
You are, but that's okay. We can still have the Meeting of the Minds at the end of the Free Your Mind conference.
Are you going to participate in that?
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I'll just be one of the minds, though, you know.
You're a mind of minds, that's for sure.
Right. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, Bob.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, man? I'm sorry I didn't get to your phone call a little earlier. We've had calculation problems here and teenage math, which is already over my head.
Oh, no way. Her math is already over your head?
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the questions was if you have five red marbles and four yellow ones in a tube, what are the chances and odds that you'll pull out one red and one yellow? What's your probability?
That's a tough one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good with those.
And then one yellow and one red, and then two reds and then two yellows consecutively.
Is this Common Core? Steve? Hello? Oh, you can? All right. I thought it was my connection. My computer's acting a little wonky, so bear with us, folks. So, yeah, I wondered if Steve's daughter was learning the Common Core standards, which, of course, are quite common and convoluted at that. Jeez, my Skype is all frozen up, man. Crazy. It's the powers that shouldn't be preventing the Bob Tuscan Show from proliferating on tonight's airwaves. But that's okay. Can we take a break already? I need to go get some water. Jeez Louise. Normally I want to skip the breaks, but I need a break right now at the beginning of the show. I'm all stuffed up. I don't know if I'm getting the same cold. My wife got it. The baby had it, of course, as you heard. And, well, so be it. Mr. Producer, do we have a call?
that. And, you know, the common core type people would be able to figure these things out. And, oops, hey, we're back on, we're back again. Okay, well, it's the Bob Tuscan Show, and what are the odds that Bob...
Hey.
Hey, there he is. He'll be joining us. Those are pretty good odds.
Wow. So, Mr. Producer, what happened? My connection just dropped?
Both of us
dropped. At the same time. And my, my Skype actually crashed completely.
Wow.
Oh.
I think it was an EMP pulse. What are the odds, you know, that... That both calls would be dropped.
Let's go back to your math equation. What are the odds?
Well, I don't know. There's one Skype and two callers, and how many internet connections? And let's see, tabulated by the square root of the hypotenuse times pi r squared. I still haven't come up with the answer. But I guess, you know, things happen, don't they? We were talking about Common Core. Maybe that was the reason. Maybe there's somebody that doesn't.
I asked you, is that what she's learning? Is she under the Common Core curriculum?
No, I was going to say that actually, you know, a lot of these students at this school that she's going to are actually going into a two-year associate college degree program with high school now. I don't know if this is happening around the country. There may be.
Wow, that's fancy, man.
Well, it is fancy, but, you know, don't you kind of miss, you know, home economics in high school? And don't you kind of miss, you know, senior colloquium or some of those other courses, you know, that used to have speech and forensics? And I don't know. I guess we could ask our listeners what they think, Bob. But, you know, I wonder, it seems kind of strange to put high school kids through a college course or have them graduate from high school with an associate's degree in college. I think it's, you know, high school is fun to ditch, man. Why do you want to put kids in school like that? You know, if you can't ditch during your senior year, I mean, what fun is it, man? I mean,
I agree.
That's what you like, you know, isn't it? Don't you like to have a lot of fun in your senior year? Isn't that a time for kids to really enjoy? I mean,
I dropped out.
Did you? Oh, man. Well, I know a lot of friends of mine did too, but. I hung in there, but it turned out to be a lot of fun, and I hated school to a large extent. But guess what? I actually kind of got welled up with tears and almost cried when it was all over because, oh, my gosh, I'll never see all my friends again. And, you know, of course, in a lot of ways, I never did. A lot of them I didn't see for a long period of time until the reunion, and then they were, you know, kind of fat and ugly, and I was still really good looking and everything, and, you know.
How'd that happen?
Well, I don't know. I mean, so just good genes, I guess. What are the odds? What are the odds, Bob? We're having a lot of fun here. We are having fun. But, yeah, no, Common Core, it's odd, but it'd be interesting to hear if our listeners have had the same experience with their ninth graders, their soon-to-be ninth graders, now actually picking college courses to graduate with an associate degree by the time they get out of high school. They're condensing 2 years of college into the last 2 years of high school now. At least where I'm coming from. Maybe this is happening somewhere where you're nearby, but I don't know how somebody in 10th grade decides what they're going to do with their career to get a college degree. I don't know. I mean, maybe they do. Some people have that idea. You know, I wanted to grow up to be a talk show host. And,
you did?
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe that.
No.
All right, we got to take our break. Save us, folks. 800-313-9443. What's on your mind? It's got to be better than what we've just spewed in the last 20 minutes. 800-313-9443.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine Now. Only at USA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep. Got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the U.S.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
Bob Tuscan Show, Steve Starr's hanging out, thank goodness. Man, this time change really messes with me too, man, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, me too, everybody.
I'm tired, but it's not as late, but I woke up earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't sleep well last night, so I don't know. Enough complaining already. Jeez, Bob, we don't tune in. We have enough of our own problems. We don't tune in to hear you complain and tell us about your sick kid and everything else. Shut the right. hell up already, will you?
Right. Well, you can move to Arizona where the time doesn't change. You know.
That's true. It's yeah. the land of all times.
Mm-hmm, the land of all times.
Let's talk to Dave in Nevada for a moment. Dave's on the phone with us. Dave, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey,
Dave. I'm sorry?
What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I was just listening to the last, your conversation about Common Core.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with the public school system these days. And I'm just really concerned because there are millions of kids in these public schools and millions of parents, that I think should be concerned with this, but it doesn't seem like parents are concerned enough that they would want to pull their kids out of school. I mean, I know that there's a homeschool movement, but it just doesn't seem like there's a concern about it, and I don't know if it's because they're too busy or they're too ignorant or both.
I think it's both. I think it's also more than that. I think that if you look at the fact that September 11th was the event that it was and how, you know, we were lied to about it and how people don't even care about that or do anything about that if they do learn what really happened, then you realize, man, hey, Common Core, that's not even, I mean, I don't know, it's a slow, shocking, more covert action, but if people aren't outraged and pissed and don't get what happened with 9/11, of course they're not going to be outraged and pissed about what's happening with Common Core. But all I can do is speak for myself, and I definitely am homeschooling and going to avoid it like the plague, man.
Yeah, well, since you put it that way, I guess you're right. I mean, 9/11 was a pretty huge incident, and I don't know. I suppose if that's not enough to get people riled up, then I guess I guess Common Core is going to just be par for the course, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
I mean,
you,
we.
Yeah,
go ahead, Steve.
Well, I was just going to say, do you wonder whether their parents were either even any better educated than the students today? You know what I mean? You ask about the parents themselves. What kind of education did they get? You know? Or they would be thinking about these things, wouldn't they, I guess, is my question?
Well, they say that the course of socialism and communism is gradual and very slow. And when it hits very hard. So in that sense, I think it's difficult to combat, because when things are gradual, they're very hard to see. But when they're sudden, then in that sense, it's too late.
Exactly. It's like the frog in the boiling pot of water. If you put that frog in that boiling pot of water when it's real hot and boiling already, it's going to jump right out because of the shock. But if you slowly heat that pot up, next thing you know, the frog will be boiling. So that's exactly right. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's talk to Kyle in PA now. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, guys. I think that you know, just simplifying it a little bit, saying that if they don't even care about 9/11, that they shouldn't care about, that they won't care about Common Core. I think that the majority of people are just worried about where their next paycheck's going to come from and where they're going to be able to put food on their table. And in many ways, a lot of them just don't really even worry about what's going on in the school, because they got bigger problems. They think that it's fantastic that they have some place where they can send their kids for 6 to 8 hours a day, and they can go out there and, you know, break their back to try to make a living and try to survive in this world.
That's a good point. That's another component. Hey, Kyle, sorry to cut you off, man. We'll come back to you when we get back from the break, and we'll also talk to Jeff and you at 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
HempUSA.org introduces three brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama
which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I'll say.
Future. Hi, Bob. It's the future.
Let's go back to Kyle in PA. What do you say?
Okay.
Kyle.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I guess the reason for my call is, and maybe I'm late to this program, but I guess I heard there's going to be, like, a bunch of blood moons and eclipses going on in the next year or so, and I don't know, a lot of people are, like, predicting that there's going to be some things happening. You guys know anything about this stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
There's actually one coming up next month. Okay, because this will be Passover, and there's, I believe it's this next month, isn't it the fourth of the four blood moons? I'm not sure. Or there's another one.
Oh, and then it's also, and Mark Passio can shed more light on this, Steve, but it's also the occult's ritualistic season. You know, May Day is coming up. All of these, of course, that's the birthday of the Illuminati, and all of these occult ritual seasons of sacrifice. So, I don't know, man. There's something.
I heard somebody said that the last time there was a blood moon on Passover, that was when I forget the king. You know, Steve, it's biblical. When he came in, he murdered all the firstborn.
Oh, the Pharaoh. Yeah.
Yeah. So I heard that, like, this is supposed to be something really significant.
Well, that's interesting because the story of Passover, you know, they talk about the plague, the different plagues, and then on the last night, the plague that God struck on the Egyptian people for those nasty pharaohs keeping the Jews slaves, as far as the narrative goes, was to kill the firstborn child of every Egyptian, or every person for that matter, that did not put the blood of a goat on
it was a lamb. A lamb.
The blood of a lamb. Lamb, right. Goat, same stuff.
Well,
Steve.
Well, it's very important, lambs.
Oh, lamb, goat, yeah. It really makes a huge freaking difference, okay?
It does. Because their goats are different than lambs. They're not the same.
You're genus. Right. Lambs are sheep.
But there's a point in that blood of the lamb, though, Bob. Okay.
Well, you know me, Steve. I think that a lot of religion is based on, you know, the movements of the stars and the zodiac and the things like that. But I just wasn't sure if there was any sort of historical significance to a triad, when those four blood moons could happen.
It's called a tetrad.
You're saying, Kyle. Sorry, Steve. You're saying, Kyle, that there's an astrotheological significance here.
It's riddled. I mean, every religious doctrine is riddled with astrotheological sort of overtones, to say the least. And I mean, you know, say what you will, but there's a lot of evidence and a lot of proof that people worship the sun, and that was, you know, people knew that that was the main engine of life on this earth, and therefore they anthropomorphized it in a way that, you know, told a story and made everybody feel good. But at the end of the day, it was still just solar messiah, solar worship kind of.
Yes, Steve, how do you feel about that, you sun worshiper, you?
Hey, I was just going to point out the year in the schedule of the tetrad. So it's called the tetrad. The first blood moon was on Passover last year, the 15th of April. Sukkot 10-8-14, the 8th day of October. This next blood moon will be this next month on Passover 4-4-15. And then the final one on Sukkot again on 9/28. So that's, if you wanted to know when they were, I just thought I'd give you an update.
Well, isn't there a total solar eclipse on the 15th too in there? Someone else said it was something else. It's called tax day.
Yeah. But actually, 3/20, there'll be a solar eclipse on Nadar 29, Nisan 1, which is by the Jewish calendar, Nadar and Nisan, on the eve of 2 months. So that will be 3/20 ahead of this, coming up this at the end of this. Well, it's today is what? The 8th, 9th, right? So
yeah,
11 days.
We're a month away from the conference.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, let's talk about that more in detail another time, and I'll try to get somebody on the show to talk about it. We'll see what we can find. All right, man?
Very good. Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Take care. Let's talk to Jeff in PA now. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how do you do, everyone?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going? Well, it's been almost 5 years since I got out of high school. Ooh. Damn, I already can't believe it's already been 5 years. I can't believe it's already been almost a year since I got out of college.
And how was your experience in both worlds?
College was actually better than high school for me. You move around a lot. You have like wave. It's not the same, you know, stuff every day, I guess you can say. High school is just, holy hell, I'm glad I'm out of there.
I think a lot of people experience that, especially because of the limited knowledge that they want to keep you in. It's a much more defined box.
Oh, I think I hear break music.
No, that was actually little one crying in the room next door, but go ahead.
All right, yeah, sorry. Well, anyways, I just wanted to say one thing about the whole Common Core thing. I mean, what the hell are these government idiots thinking of, you know, oh, we're going to have to put your kid into school. It's like, no. Look at how countries treat us around the world with our education. They think, I mean, not everyone in this country is totally stupid. But still, though, it's like a whole demographic with education, like within high school and stuff. It's like, you know, you got like smart technology, like smartphones and smart laptops and occasionally smart asses. Sorry, I had to say that.
Yeah, no, that's true.
So, I mean, seriously, though, it's just the whole world looks down on us because of our education, and these idiots who are sitting in these chairs, we put them in there. I don't know why we voted them in there. I mean, it's not like, you know, they can live forever or anything. And it's like everyone in the whole world looks at us like we're crap. And it's because, oh, hey, let's make these people stupid.
And then it's like we actually go to try to do something, you know, smart for the rest of the world. And then it's like, oh, you're a stupid American. You're with your education. Ha ha ha. And the whole world laughs at us over this. And in some cases, I don't blame the rest of the world. I mean, we've been only screwing up everything for the last, God, within recent times, 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Even further. Go back to World War One at least. Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah.
For that. Uh-huh. Yeah. At least that long on the international scale.
At least, within, like I said, at least within modern time. Because, I mean, every single thing that it's like, everything, if you want to know something about what's going on from around the world, it's like, oh, what's going on in America? Let's see what these stupid people are doing today. Look, their stock market is going to crash or something. Or, oh, wow, they're so stupid they can't figure it out themselves. So they have to steal money from other countries. Haha. And it's like, hello, government education, you know, doesn't work.
You know, I agree.
You know, if I ever have kids or anything, you know, I sure as hell don't want them to be in public, you know, district school and all of that. And plus,
well, see, as of right now, you can make that choice. You don't have to have them in a school. So go ahead.
Well, I was going to say another thing. I mean, because I'm a couple years ago, actually, when I was in a class, it's like my one teacher was talking about, like, taxes and stuff, surprisingly. I mean, it was in college. I mean, he was a good teacher, though, and it's like, you know, why the hell should people who don't have kids have to pay a school tax for a failed education system that's going to make the rest of your neighborhood stupid? Why?
Wow, this was somebody in academia, a professor that said this?
No, that's what I was... I mean, yeah, he said something like along that line, but that's, I just put it in my context. What do you mean? He basically asked it like that. It's like, why should older people such as me have to pay taxes for young kids, like little kids and stuff, you know, that go to school that aren't going to learn anything valuable?
Yeah, he's not the first person to ask that question, and nor is he the last.
No, of course not.
Great call, Jeff. Laugh. Appreciate it, man. I want to try to squeeze in Jonathan now from Kentucky. Hello, Jonathan.
Yes, I just wanted to, I guess, ask about the green tip ammunition that Obama used executive order on. Are you aware of this, sir?
Yes, to some extent.
Green tip ammunition?
Well, that's the... we're talking about the R8, the 15s, AR-15 and AK ammunition, right?
No, the green tip ammunition, I believe the acronym is M855. I should know this. I was in the military, and I'm embarrassed. But it's what the military uses. They use the green tip ammunition, and Obama apparently used an executive order on it, and it's big hype in the gun community. And they say it's because it's armor-piercing, and that's what everybody's saying. Oh, it's just because it's armor-piercing, and it's just one little incremental step to disarm Americans. But I've considered the thought that it's probably because they're going to need it. They're needing ammunition because they've been buying up. DHS has bought out billions. And the mil-spec ammo, they can't have civilians who outnumber the military in sales of firearms and ammunition. So the only way they're going to be able to keep their hands on their ammunition is if they put an executive order and ban it, so they got it for whatever.
But you were in the military, right? You said that just a moment ago. They can have all the ammunition that they want, but if they don't have soldiers to use it, then they're not going to have much of any skin in the game, so to speak.
Well, I tried to enlighten the guys when I was at my unit. I was kind of the, I guess you could say, the tactical hippie, and told them about, you guys need to get out, that it's a waste, that you're just pets for a banking cartel. And when we would do convoys, you know, to different bases, I would draw a big pyramid with an eye and circle it and put anti-New World Order on it, you know, just to kind of let people know there's still soldiers that are awake. But I didn't do it just one Humvee. I did it for the whole convoy, and they didn't. No one ever noticed. But it's...
people are buying this ammunition like crazy right now.
Yeah, I feel bad for the soldiers because you know, there's a couple guys that have legitimate combat experience, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm some hero and I'm some, you know, I've been as an infantryman in a full spectrum warfare in 2005 in Ramadi, and the guys who have combat experience are kind of dwindling, and they really looked up to me and let me get away with a lot of things, even when I did talk about conspiracy stuff. And when I wrote him the letter, I said, if this darkness is in you, you are evil, and I will not hesitate. And I wrote that to my whole company leaving, because you're my enemy. No matter if we were friends together and we sworn in and all that stuff and saluted together and were bunk mates, once that line is crossed, you're my enemy, and I won't hesitate. And they know that I had trigger time over there, and the tides will turn, and they'll have to think about that and do some soul searching, because I've already moved my stones.
Yeah. How many guys, though, coming back, do you think have kind of adapted to your points of view? And how many? I think a lot of military people are far more woke up than we realize. Is that true, do you think?
There's some that speak out, some that know but don't say anything. And there's some that like to get the handshakes and the ego gets stroked, and them think that they're some shrine and some temple to be respected. Usually those are the new guys, or the ones that never had any combat experience and didn't realize that it was just a big joke. It was kind of and I don't want to knock on guys' jobs in the military, but the guys who really seen it realized that that the waste of life was not worth what we were there for. And I would say the awakening, I'd say out of 10 guys, one or two out of 10 are speaking out against it. I was one of many, and I mean, the guys would listen, but when I say, you know, you're just a pet, you're being used, you're a tool, they didn't want to hear it because, like Mark Passio says, people hate absolutes. And it's the truth. They hated to hear that. And that's the truth. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you want to listen to me from my experience and what I went through in one of the worst times in years in Iraq and the worst locations? And you see me getting out, and I'm trying to express to you guys that it's not worth it, that you're being used for a dark satanic cabal or whatever it may be, a Saturnic order, and you guys still don't care. And it's like, well, you know, eventually you're going to have to make a decision whether I'm your enemy or not. But when you're trying to make that decision, I've already made it. And
they really, really knew and they felt it in their heart, so to speak, that it was a satanic elite controlling things and so on and so forth, that they wouldn't care? Or is it that they don't care because they really don't, they don't think about it, or they don't really overanalyze the truth in that?
They're not deep thinkers. I mean, like you guys are. How often do you really run into people who resonate with you and are deep thinkers? I mean, that's why we have RBN, is because there's a select few of people who have that spiritual spark, who are deep thinkers, and then some are just Borgs in physical bodies that are just kind of here and have minor emotion, and that's it. So, I mean, I can't really say. I would say it's hard to answer that. It really is. I couldn't lie to you, sir. I really don't know.
I hear you. Do you get pissed off when people say thank you for your service all the time?
Yes, all the time. You know what I say to them when they say thank you for your service? All I tell them is, you're welcome. All I was a servant to the local banking cartel. Or, did you see any trigger times? You kill anybody? I said, no, I mopped toilets. Or, I was a chessboard for a banking system.
Do people ask that a lot? You know, since you were a combat veteran, do they ask you, hey, did you have to kill somebody? Do they ask that a lot?
Sometimes some people who are dumb, and then some are like, so did you see anything? How was it? Was it bad? I get at about 10 people that ask me. Well, I mean, I'm some long-haired hippie now, but I try not to talk about my time in the military because it's really embarrassing and I'm ashamed of myself for it. But, so you get a few people that I ask you if you killed anybody, and, that kind of sickens my stomach, like, you know, that there's people that are dying from us being an insurgent, inserting ourselves in another country. One lady paid for my food once, and I told her that 9/11 was in it, about how Israel did it, and the CIA and the Mossad, and that.
Great call, man. Awesome call. We got to take a break, but great stuff, yeah.
The Bob Justin Show. Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Yeah, I usually say thanks for your service, but I just want you to know that it was done in vain, that the powers that shouldn't be consider you to be a slave, a pawn, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's pretty true, but, you know, their service continues. They come back to the United States, they look at things the way they are, and, you know, now we have another kind of battle. It's not as bloody and gory and regimented, but, you know, we're still up against this, the same kind of thing, people trying to take away our freedom, you know. And they, if they swore an oath, they're... they should be bound to it, I think, to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution. That's what their job is. And, you know, I'm not trying to put folks down because I have a lot of friends who are vets. I come from a family of vets, you know, veterinarians. No, I mean veterans, serious. My dad was in the Marine Corps, World War II, Korea, an officer. I didn't mean to, you know, get into it because I feel bad for our guys. I do. I think they're too good to be wasted like this. But.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Folks, we will be back at it tomorrow night with more. Of course, Free Your Mind Conference, Free Your Mind Conference, Free Your Mind Conference. Have you heard about the Free Your Mind Conference, Steve?
I have heard about the Free Your Mind Conference.
I hear you're going to be speaking there. Is that true?
I will be. And, you know, I was just thinking about what I should speak about. You know, I might give it a flip of the coin or let the people there vote. Say, my time is yours. I'm here to serve you.
I have, that would be kind of cool. Hey, folks, I have three different talks for you to choose from. With a show of hands, would you like me to talk about A, B, or C? And then have people decide what lecture you give. That'd be pretty cool.
I might just do that. That way, you know, at least if they pick C, the one that they might want to pick, I can say, well, I'm warning you. Okay, so anyhow, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good, and there'll be a lot of people there, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of good times. And our friends from Pennsylvania who are calling in tonight, maybe they'll be there, Bob. Maybe we'll get a chance to see them.
Oh, yeah, we got a great Pennsylvania crew coming out to Philadelphia for the Free Your Mind Conference. Also, folks are coming in from all over the world, man. It's amazing. I've seen ticket sales from Norway, from Germany, from the UK, from Canada, and elsewhere. So people are coming in from all over the place, all over the country, of course. Have most states represented thus far. We don't have any people coming from Wyoming. So if you're listening in Wyoming, come on down to the Free Your Mind Conference. And, yeah. All right, Steve. Well, this week we're going to have on one of the NATO 3 guys to tell us about the story behind his arrest and him being framed as a patsy, the domestic terrorists that they were, you know, showing as these really bad guys. Well, they were just listeners to the Bob Tuscan Show who were totally entrapped, and this was all a part of the Chicago Red Squad tactics that are being used with their black sites. We'll have the actual whistleblower coming on to talk about that and so much more. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night. Love you. Take care.
Thanks for having me, Bob. Thanks for having me.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Y'all go plant some seeds.